And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Negotiations are now underway between House and Senate leaders as they try to reach an agreement on a final spending plan for the next 2 years, but it's hard to be optimistic. The Senate plan invests far less in education, state workers, human services, and environmental protections than the state needs. The House budget, on the other hand, invests far less in education, state workers, human services, and environmental protections than the state needs. There are a few differences. Most notably, the House budget does not include the vengeful petty cuts made by Senate leaders to punish Democratic senators, and it does cut slightly less from the Department of Public Instruction, but the House plan calls for cuts next year. Both budgets put tax cuts ahead of education, health care, and state workers. Neither budget includes enough help for Eastern North Carolina communities still reeling from the damage from Hurricane Matthew. The best solution now would be for lawmakers to take a break and take another look at the budget submitted by Governor Roy Cooper that's put education, schools, and families ahead of more tax cuts for corporations. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.